The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then he began with Moses and all the prophets. He interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. But he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread." The Gospel of the Lord. Peter's words are striking, right? This crippled man on the roadside, Peter says to him, "I have neither silver nor gold, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise and walk." What if the man hadn't gotten up? Right? How did Peter know that what he said in our Lord's name was actually going to happen? Right? This tremendous confidence. Right? "I've seen our Lord heal. I believe in his power. Rise and walk." But you go, oh my gosh, how did you believe that much that it would really take place? My brothers and sisters, this healing power of our Lord remains in the church always. And oftentimes we read these things, we go, gosh, that's so great for the apostles that it happened 2,000 years ago. Man, I wish those kind of things still happened today. I've been reading this book entitled Be Healed, written by a layman in the church in the United States. And he tells stories like this that he has witnessed numerous times over the last 30 years. And then, oh my gosh, these kind of things still occur in the present times. And he talks about how initially he would pray with people, and he would pray and he'd be like, gosh, you know, I don't know if I want to say this thing, because what if it doesn't happen? What if our Lord doesn't work a miracle? And he said, you know what? I just started to pray as I saw the apostles pray, and the things that occurred were unbelievable. I never thought that they would actually really happen. So I'm reading this book and I thought, you know what? I'm going to have these prayers said over me. What if there are things that hold me back that I'm not even aware of? And so I go and I meet with this priest. And I just say, you know, Father, will you join me and pray with me? And I start working through these things. My brothers and sisters, I can't tell you, there were things so deeply rooted in me that have been rooted in me for probably almost 30 years that I wasn't even aware of, that were strongholds in my life. You know, these lies that I believed that our Lord wanted to break and sever so that I could be set free. I mean, something like the lie that I have to be good in order to be loved. And not just that, I have to be the best in order to be loved. And as I'm renouncing these lies, they were so hard to get out because they were so deeply rooted in me that I just broke down crying. And since that time, I can't tell you the freedom that I experienced in little ways that I didn't even know that those lies that had been whispered in my ears for years and years, that I just believed without knowing that I believed them. Now that they're broken, these ways that I'm interacting with people or doing things, and I'm just free. I don't have to buy those lies anymore. Our Lord has healed me on a deep interior level. And I believe that He wants to continue to do this in powerful ways in the church. And I believe He's asking me as a pastor of this parish to establish this healing and deliverance ministry in our church. And I think it's something He wants to spread. And you know what's so interesting as I've been praying about this? I believe it all started with having Eucharistic adoration. That what our Lord wants to accomplish in and through our parish began there. It's a fruit of the Eucharist, as all healing is. Our Lord says to them, how slow you are to believe, how hard of heart. And their eyes were opened in the breaking of the bread. My brothers and sisters, let us ask our Lord in and through His Eucharist, which is the source of all healing, that we receive every single day to continue to bring about healing in our lives. However quickly or however gradually He wants that to happen, because those healing graces are real and He gives them over and over. But we must believe that He will give them.